Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning once again. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, November 30th, Rachel.
Good morning.
It's the end of November.
It's Thursday, right?
Yes.
So yesterday was Monday. Today is Thursday.
Today is Thursday. We're only here on Mondays and Thursdays, folks. When they turn out to be Wednesday.
Right. I'm glad we got today right.
Yeah. So how you doing?
I'm living.
You're living. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I'm grateful you're here.
Thank you.
Because you said you weren't feeling that well.
Yeah.
But the dedication is impressive.
Yes, thank you.
I got to say.
Thank you.
You know, some people, they just get a little pain in their ass in the morning and they're like, oh, I can't go to work today.
All right. I'm mad at myself for not going to my show last night. But like, honestly, when you have a migraine, it's so hard to be funny.
Yeah, that's different.
I can't even think about like, I don't even, like my memory gets messed up. You know what I mean? So
no, I mean, if you're not in tip top shape, how are you going to stand in front of people
like,
and
I'm
try
not gonna,
to make
exactly,
them laugh? You know?
Exactly. Like if I just want to feel worse about myself, I can just stay home.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I don't need to leave the house.
Wow. So, but you did send me a thing. You have that other show coming up?
Yeah, December 20th, I believe, at the Comedy Store.
Oh, okay. That
you
looks pretty good, right?
It's it's Lisa's.
Also all-female night?
Well,
oh, one guy.
Yeah, yeah, Lisa's new show. So, yeah, it'll be fun. You should come.
Yeah. We'll look forward to that. That's right before Christmas, too. So.
Yeah, literally the next day I leave for Mexico.
Yeah?
Yeah, so you should just come. It'll be a great show. It's going to sell out, so.
Yeah. Well, we'll be there. Where is it?
At the
Comedy Store. Okay.
Bring Casey.
We'll bring Casey. But what if we find someone else we like? We'll have to replace
I can
you.
Guarantee you it's not going to happen.
So I better
you
not
may find someone.
Casey
you may find good. Someone else you like, but, you know.
No, I'm not ready to replace anybody right
no.
now. You know that, you know. So very good. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by our guest in the studio. Yesterday, we had a little problem with the phone, with our phone guest. So he's going to call next week, and we'll continue that
conversation.
A couple of things. I guess another sexual harassment now against Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know who he was. I mean, I kind of recognized his
face. I've
been
to his yoga studio.
Yeah.
And he was there.
So he's got like a lot of companies, right?
Yeah.
He's the head of Def Jam Recordings and CEO of Rush Communications. Wow.
Yeah.
So story of one of his... of a woman that had sex. He said, she said he forced sex with her in 1991. Wow.
Yeah.
All coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming out to the surface now. That's terrible, man. But people still can't believe Matt Lauer, you know.
I can definitely, after reading, I mean, it's horrifying what he had.
Really?
He had a button at his desk where he could lock women in from the inside.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that takes, like, that's like,
That's creepy.
You had intentions there.
Yeah.
Evil intentions. What kind of sicko? And also the fact that NBC or whoever gave him that is disgusting. I mean, they're just like, I don't care how much money he's worth or whatever. If there's something wrong, if you have to cover for someone like that, you know what I mean? And that should be a lesson to all the networks and everyone big. Like, eventually your client's going to get found out. You know what I mean? Like, if your client is a fucking predator, we're going to find out.
Right.
We're like Chris Hansen on that shit.
Yeah. But you see, remember I told you when you went to that podcast and they give you the dildo to hold, and I told you this is like sexual harassment.
Honestly,
I'm telling you, he gave dildos to women, right? And that's what they, one of the allegations.
Well, here's the thing. The difference between what happened at that shoot was they asked, right as I got there, they told me it was sex week, you know,
right,
and
but you felt uncomfortable.
But I feel uncomfortable. And even when we have people here who talk about sex, I'm very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Like anytime.
So to you, it wasn't a big deal then?
No, it's not that I didn't think it was a big deal. I'm just like, if you ask me if it's okay to do something,
right.
Like they asked me,
consent.
Is it okay if we throw dildos on the set? I told them, I was like, look, I don't talk. I'm going to be honest. I don't talk about sex on air. I don't really talk about sex on stage. It's not something it's not my thing, you know?
Right.
And I think it's, there's a time and a place, and yeah. they're sex experts, but for someone who just isn't trying to talk about sex, yeah it's a little uncomfortable.
Throw dildos into the set.
But
I mean,
there's
what's
a
kind
difference
of a freaking
between
show
that.
Is that
there's know? A different. No, but there's a different. It was Sex and Cannabis Week, and there are educators in that industry, and like maybe that was just a miscasting. But whatever, I'm gonna make it awkward and funny because like if you throw sex at me, I'm gonna find a way to make it awkward. You know what I mean? But I have sex. That's the thing. I'm a sexual person. I just don't want to tell. I don't need to talk to you guys about it.
I think we can understand that.
I think it takes away. Like, I'm not trying to be a sexual person. I don't want to be perceived as that. I want to be funny. I want people to laugh at what I have to say.
Okay, we respect that.
And I think that, but there are some women that's their act and that's funny and that's great. But like that, there's nothing funny to me about it. So, but the difference between that is they ask permission.
Right.
You don't give someone a sex toy. Like, if you gave me a sex toy, I'd be so uncomfortable. Right. And I also would never give you a sex toy.
Right.
I know. I would never. I'm trying to think of, like, any. I'm, like, not even in the sex industry. Like, don't. You know, they can get it themselves. Like, why would you think that would be a good idea? And that's
so
what I
much.
Mean. Like, someone. Something like that. Like, that's ridiculous. And if that, like.
Yeah,
everything.
I'm telling you, the porn industry,
weirdo,
there's so much harassment.
If you're not a weirdo,
if
you're a predator, you deserve to be found out about.
Yeah. No, that's true. But from what I'm seeing in the porn industry, there's a lot of shit going on. You
it's
know,
every industry.
Because people think they can get away with it,
but
because the girls are, you know,
well,
they have
the
sex, but they don't give permission. You know, they're
they
human beings too.
The
no,
porn?
No, not during filming. I mean, like. Because, I mean, I see them coming around and the guy will start touching her and all this stuff. And you can tell she's uncomfortable.
Well, here's the thing. Someone made a point yesterday on Twitter that was like, look at all these industries, entertainment, politics, whatever, and women are coming forward. And these are like big industries. Look at all the other industries that no one talks about. Like,
right.
And it happens everywhere. These are just women who now have a platform because they're coming out against people of power.
Right.
And there are people who aren't as powerful who still do the same things. And women still live in fear because they're in Indiana and that's their only source of income and they don't have any other experience and that's their job. So they have to stay in those positions because they're not going to have any other way to make a living. So like the fact there's also a, I don't want to say a privilege there because these women are in this industry, but there's we have to think about all the places that there women don't have a platform. You know what I mean?
Yeah No, I mean it's smaller industries.
It happens in,
you know?
Every single industry, in every single place, and every woman has experienced sexual harassment or will at some point in their lifetime.
That's terrible.
And the thing is like, you can't say the same for men.
No, it's a man problem.
I saw this post on Twitter or on Facebook today from a Facebook girl that I'm friends with. And she was just like, I'm sick of, you know, just like all people, like women also sexual harass. And I'm just not going to participate in the demonizing of the male gender. I'm like, well, you don't have to participate at all. Men do that themselves. They demonize their own gender. Like, just sit back and, you know, like, because no one is trying to demonize men. The thing is like, men are the ones who are committing these acts of horribleness. So, I mean, you're going to get found out about, and yeah, you're going to look like an asshole, and that's your own doing. That's not our fault. That's not, we're not the ones demonizing you. You did something that was demonic. And so you're, you know, I just can't, it's just, that just to me takes away from the victims. So I don't know. I think women can sexually harass? Of course. I think it's possible. Of course, anything is possible. But you don't see in truckloads men coming forward like.
No, it's
this
the same
woman.
Thing with rape. It's a one, you know, it's a one direction type of crime. There's no doubt about it. All right. One more thing. I guess the Dow Jones rocketed past 24,000.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah, right. Oh, you're thanking Obama for that?
Are you fucking kidding me? Have you seen the chart? Of course it's Obama who's helped the economy up until this point. Trump came in November. Like, that has nothing to do with this. We're getting numbers from last year.
Are you shitting me? I'm talking about numbers now.
I know, but like, I want. The,
but
I think
this
Obama
started since
of
the
that.
Election. I don't think it has to do with Trump or Obama. I think it just has to do with the economy that has improved quite a bit. You know,
yeah, but
we
then
had
why does Trump
up
take
and
credit
down.
For it?
If he takes credit for it, that's his issue. But all I'm saying is investors are I'm feeling confident, you know. I mean, I'm feeling the economy's gotten better. So,
yeah,
you know,
but it's
I
about to get worse with the tax.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen.
The middle class is going to get eliminated. I'm going to owe thousands of dollars that I don't even have because I don't make any money. So, I mean,
if you don't make money, you don't pay taxes, Rachel.
That's not true.
What?
I make very little money and I still pay taxes.
Right. But I'm saying, yeah, you're making money. You don't make money if you don't make, I mean, you don't pay taxes
Sam,
if you
I
don't
make,
earn anything.
I make less than $10,000 a year.
But, okay, but I understand. But the thing is that everybody has to pitch in.
Of course, I claim the highest amount to be taken from my taxes. I'm saying that with the passing of the tax, the new tax, whatever, the middle class is going to be eliminated and the tax cuts are going to come from the rich are going to get the tax cuts and the poor are going to have to pay more. I don't know where this money is going to come from.
Okay. Well, it's more complicated than that, but
I mean, it's really not. Like, there's a bunch of economists coming out, Republican and Democrat, and probably like seven, I think it's like 7 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 of them think that this is the worst tax plan ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We'll They're only experts, so I don't know if we should trust them.
All right. Well, we're going to bring in our guest right now who's sitting here patiently, and we're going to change the gear a little bit into music. We're joined by Mr. Travis Marsh. Welcome to the show, Travis.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us today. I understand you're an L.A. native, right?
Yeah, I was born in Ventura County.
Really?
So there's 45 minutes north.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of people that actually... I don't see many people that were born in L.A., you know? We have so many people coming in and stuff, so it's always cool. So did you grow up, like, with music early on and stuff?
Yeah, I picked up the guitar at age 10, from Santa Claus, and been playing it ever
cool.
since.
So. Did you get it in order to sing along to it, or did you just want to play guitar, period?
I've just always loved music. And, yeah.
Start singing early on? I mean, are you a singer? You're a singer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I sing. I started singing maybe when I was like 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
I was in this band at the time, and they want the guy that was kind of putting it together just wanted me to sing. And, you know, I hadn't even thought of like that I would sing or anything like that up until that point.
Wow!
And then at that point, I was like, all right, I guess I'll sing. And
yeah,
kind
right.
I've been singing ever since.
Yeah. What was your childhood like growing up in Southern California and stuff? Did you? Do you have siblings?
Yeah. I got three siblings. I got a older sister,
that's
6 years older than me, and then I got a younger brother, 6 years younger than me, and then a younger sister, 12 years younger.
Awesome. So you're a big family.
Yeah, big family.
Awesome.
Definitely. We're a circus.
Are you close?
Huh?
You guys close?
Oh, yeah. Super close-knit family.
Wow,
sure.
That's cool, man. I always like to see that, you know? Some families are not that close, you know? But at any rate... So you went to school where? Out here?
I went to schools all over Ventura County, basically. I went to like 5 or 6 different schools.
At what point did you move to L.A.?
Right now I'm still living in Ventura County.
Oh,
but I moved.
But you work here.
I work here like every day, pretty
much. Every day?
Well,
so you drive
4 or 5 times a week. Yeah, a lot of driving.
Wow, a lot of driving, huh? Yeah. Ventura is what, like over an hour to get here, right?
An
hour.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what time you leave.
Yeah.
I don't drive during traffic time.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But no, without traffic, I know when I go to Oxnard or Ventura or something, it takes about an hour, but it depends where you start from. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
I feel like from here it would take 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Without traffic.
Camarillo. 45 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, well. But, I commend you for making that drive. Wow, man. That's pretty cool, you know. So you get to live in a nice place. You don't have to live in the zoo here in the jungle, and yet you come here and you have fun. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's a little more rural out there, and I like, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of.
What was like after high school for you? Did you decide you're going to pursue music?
Yeah, I kind of knew long before high school.
Wow.
And I was in bands and stuff throughout high school. I actually didn't go to my graduation because I was at some music thing. So,
what's that?
I've been Just
where's it coming from?
Not me.
For a while.
What? Did you hear
I
that?
I heard that.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Someone's hacked into the talk
what
radio.
What the hell?
I was like, the Russians are here. They heard me talking
I'm
about
I'm trying to see if I ever paid you
President
with
music. Trump, and they're like, well, not today.
What was that?
Is that your phone?
No.
I answered my fucking phone.
Oh, my gosh.
I answered my fucking phone.
How?
I don't know.
Your pocket answered your phone?
This guy's talking to me. I don't even know who the fuck it is, man. It's on my phone.
It sounded like Casey, to be honest.
No, it's not Casey's number. Wow. Isn't that weird?
What?
I answered a call from Newport Beach, whoever the hell it is, called me, and they probably heard us, and he's talking in the background.
Yeah.
Is that the weirdest thing? I'm like, where the fuck did this come from?
I was like, they definitely hacked the computer.
Whoa. How funny is that, man? Wow. Anyway, so going back to Travis Marsh. So you were in bands and stuff. What music interested you in the beginning? Like rock?
Yeah, I guess classic rock I grew up on, you know. Yeah. Always. My parents are always playing it in the house.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so you're a younger generation. Your parents are more like me, right? 70s, 60s, 70s stuff? No?
Yeah. Well, the music, yeah. I
yeah, the
you
type
meant
of
age.
Music. No, not the age. The music, though. So what bands did you like?
I guess when I was first picking up guitar, Angus Young.
Really?
Real cool, which actually, you know, sad Malcolm Young just died.
Yeah. So you played AC/DC.
Yeah, that was like really early, like 12, 13 stuff. But, you know,
that's cool.
Eagles has always been one of my favorite bands.
I know,
Jackson
me too.
Brown. All the Laurel Canyon stuff, you know.
What's Laurel Canyon stuff?
Just that era in Laurel Canyon in the 70s, a lot of music was coming out.
A lot of music
there.
Was coming
yeah,
out
like
there, wow.
Eagles, Jackson Brown.
Oh, wow, I didn't
all
know
all those
that.
Bands were yeah. kind of the same area.
Laurel Canyon is right down the street here, for those who don't know, so
I
there
like
you
it.
Go,
I
right?
Like Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, it's very nice there. So
not during rush hour, though. That makes you want to kill yourself. Just drive right off the road.
Those canyons in rush hour. Yeah,
God.
You want to kill yourself.
You're like,
you're not going anywhere. You
you're
know?
Going 2 miles per hour around the windy road. It'll take you 2 weeks to get home.
Yeah. Wow. So, Jackson Brown and them. What about like stuff like Led Zeppelin and stuff? British bands?
Yeah, I love all that stuff.
Yeah,
Led Zeppelin,
right?
Yeah,
that's cool. So how did you learn to play? Did you teach yourself?
I had a few lessons early on just to kind of get me started. But for the most part, you know, self-taught. Learned a bunch of different instruments since then.
Right. It's cool to learn how to read music, though, right? Did you learn how to read music?
Yeah, that's something I actually taught myself, though. The lessons I got were more like...
Like practical stuff?
Yeah, I don't even really know.
Chords
like
and
tuning
things
tuning the
like
guitar,
that.
Like very... you know, I was a little young.
Yeah. I know. I started young early on, too, and I took some lessons. But then you realize you can actually pick up the songs yourself, you know? You
I
can
wish
always
I
would have
stuck with piano, but I had the lamest piano teacher.
Really?
I mean, he looked
I know,
dead.
That'll turn you off to the
he
instrument.
He was so old, and I'm
really?
Just like, I am never going to be cool doing this.
Why not go back to it?
Well, you know, it's a little late.
A little late for you?
Never too late.
Not you're interested right. in it anymore?
No, it's not that. It just, I mean, I don't know. What am I going to do with a piano skill? I can't sing. I can tell I'm horrible.
Well, you do it for your own.
I
mean,
maybe I can incorporate
pleasure.
It into my comedy. I just, like, I sit at the piano, and then I just, like, tell punchlines. You
right,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and then you go, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Well, that'll work, you know. What the hell, you know? There's comedians that integrate music into
they do, oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's some really... They're like... I love Craig Robinson. He sits at the piano, and he'll play, like, parody song or songs he's made up, and they're hilarious.
Yeah.
From... do you know Craig Robinson?
No, I don't.
Do you ever see, like, Hot Tub Time Machine or any, like, Judd Apatow movies? Like, the big black
guy. I saw the beginning of
so
it,
funny.
But no, I don't know.
I love him.
Maybe I'll recognize him
he's
when I see him.
He's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
He's great.
Yeah. Very cool. So so you grew up on that music. How did you put bands together? Was that like your bands or did you join bands that existed already?
Different times in my life, different stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know,
did you start your own at any point?
Yeah, for sure.
What was your band's name?
Oh, God. I mean, there's been... I don't even know if I can remember the original one. My last band was called Leave On. That wasn't too long ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ones growing up... I'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
There was some stupid name.
I feel like I come up with like some sick band names, and then I go on and I was like the Computers, you know, and then like the Computers are already a band.
Oh yeah, you gotta. I remember for this last name, we had Googled like 500 freaking names.
The Wi-Fi
like they're
guys.
All taken, you know.
I know, you gotta find something that's available. You know?
Well, because every person made a MySpace band.
The Facebook Boys. Oh, no. I don't know.
Yeah, right. I know. So, wow. That's pretty cool. So, you know, I mean, but I salute you for deciding to take that route and actually follow your dream, you know, because I grew up similarly. I started bands. Did you do cover music?
Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah, that's sort of like in the beginning, that's what you do, right?
Yeah, no, for sure.
And at a certain point, you started writing your own music?
Yeah. Started writing pretty young, actually, but... But yeah, I think maybe
lyrics,
I was definitely
too?
Writing like all the time by the time I was in high school.
Really?
But, yeah.
Wow. Lyrics too?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
But I always liked literature and stuff too. So.
Yeah. Did you ever record the early stuff that you did?
I started getting in for producing and stuff too when I was like 14 or 15.
Wow. So you were early on. You were like an old soul, huh? You started early on. You already came in with the experience and the skills, you know? I guess you could say that. I don't know. So you brought us some music. Let's listen to some music. Now, this is music that you play. This is stuff you've done recently, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I actually want to go back and get to this point. So at what point did you actually start recording like professionally and stuff?
That's a good question. Probably like, I guess by the time I was maybe like a senior in high school or something, I was
you're already recording
more seriously.
So, but it's cool because now you have the tools, you can do that.
Yeah,
right?
You can do everything.
Yeah, you can do
a laptop, you can make a hit record nowadays.
Right, I know a lot of people play, but. They say it's not the same as like real instruments. I mean, if you have real instruments, you want to put them together. You can still put them together on the computer, but not create computer sounds, right?
Well, yeah, it's just different. A lot of it calls for different styles of music, have kind of different approaches, and it's just a different thing.
Yeah.
But if you want a real live band in a studio and stuff, you still need like... a console and
right.
You know, some stuff.
Yeah. So do you guys, when you record, are you all there at the same time?
This stuff lately, I've been mostly, you know, just doing just me,
like
layering
solo
it
stuff
and stuff. Yeah. But, you know, some of my older stuff I've done with a band in the studio, it's just, you know, it's always evolving and changing.
Yeah. So I would imagine with the band you perform and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right. You always have. So when you perform, are you part of a band with a name, or is it you and your backup?
It's just my name.
Your name.
Yeah.
So you created your own brand and stuff. You got a cool logo too.
Oh,
if you guys want to check it out while we're talking, you can go to TravisMarshMusic.com. And you can see some of the stuff, but we have some music from SoundCloud. So let's hear some of your stuff. I'm really curious. We have "Don't Call Me" and we have "Lay Me Down." Now, so let's start with "Don't Call Me."
Okay,
is this like your latest song?
I think it is the last one that I released.
Okay, so and how long ago was that? Like a few months ago?
Yeah, something like that.
It says
like
5 months ago or something here. Yeah. And it says alternative rock. So now, do you have a style or is each one of your songs different?
You know, yeah, I mess around with a lot of different genres and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess it's just a melting pot.
Yeah. Do you prefer rock to anything else?
Not necessarily.
So you do
know.
Pop and...
Yeah, I like pop stuff, country stuff.
So
I like rock
stuff.
Too,
yeah. Very cool.
I like
so
it
you're
all.
Very diverse. Yeah. Okay, so let's play "Don't Call Me." Now, what's the song about?
It's just about telemarketers calling yeah. his house.
Don't call Damn. The house, man. Yeah. That's true. That's a good idea, yeah. right?
But should have been, but no.
So your music, do you focus on the lyrics or are they just sort of like a method to put music to?
You know, again, depends on the song.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes it's music and add words later. Sometimes yeah. I really get
right. Do you get get ideas for music, or do you have to sit with an instrument and come up with something?
Because
some people say it just comes to them.
Yeah,
it never happened to me. I mean, the songs I wrote had to be with an instrument, you know. But that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, it has before, but usually,
like you get
I feel
a
like I gotta
something.
Sit down with an instrument, and it's almost like a form of meditation until it comes to me.
You know? Right, right. So, but you come up with riffs and things like that sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. Do you play any other instruments other than guitar?
Yeah, I play bass, piano, mandolin, dobro, wow. lap steel,
so
a bunch
you can
of different
definitely.
Stuff.
What about drums? Do you play drums?
A little bit.
Yeah.
More program them than play them.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, right? You have drum machines and everything, but you have to understand the drumming in order to use the machine.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
He looks more like a guitar player.
Yeah, right. Well, you don't know. You never know. I could picture him behind the drums too, you know, so I don't know. Okay, so Travis Marsh, here's the song Don't Call Me. So, do you do all the voices, the background, backup vocals and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's all me.
Wow, you got a great voice, man. I really like it. Don't Call Me, Travis Marsh. That's pretty cool. I like that music. So it is. It's called alternative rock. To me, it's rock. You know. I mean, I don't know what alternative really means. What does it mean? Do you know?
I don't even know what alternative means. Does anyone know what I mean? No, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's I guess, a little off.
This
was
a cool song. I would really enjoy it on the radio, you know. I mean, and it's pretty cool. So I see you are, like, everywhere, right? SoundCloud, Spotify.
Yeah, all like the that. Yeah. Basic streaming stuff.
Right. So how do you go about marketing and creating your image and creating a name for yourself? A lot of work behind the scenes, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you tell me. I don't know.
Well, you work social media a lot.
Yeah,
right?
I guess.
Well, obviously,
a lot
you
of
put your music
media.
Out there, you know.
Yeah, you know, nowadays a lot of it's the internet.
Right. So you put the music out there, you let people sample it and stuff, and then you go perform, right? And a lot of people still trying to figure out how am I going to make money, but at least I'm making music and I love it.
Right.
Awesome. So, now, okay, so don't call me. I mean, that's the words speak for themselves, but I think I like the music, you know. I mean, this is like really. So do you play all the instruments on this one?
Yeah.
Wow. Very talented, man. Very Thanks. Talented. Let me hear a little more. It's definitely catchy, you know. Definitely my type of music, you know. I mean, I love this stuff. If you want, you know, if you allow me, we can run some of your, we can play it on your station.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
You know,
that'd be awesome.
Because we play music between shows and stuff. So
okay, cool.
I always, you know, not every musician that comes in here do I like the style of music and stuff. But I like this, you know. I mean,
Thanks.
It's cool. It's catchy. You know, it's poppy and rock at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
To me, you know,
a lot of pop
Very
in there.
Cool. Yeah. So, but you don't want to be pigeonholed in any style or anything, right?
Yeah, just for creative reasons.
Right.
I like to have the freedom.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like you sit down and you go, you don't want to think, okay, do I write a country song today? Or you just like write the song.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You realize,
the
okay,
song
this
tells
is the genre,
you.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, interesting stuff, you know. I'm very fascinated with songwriting. I mean, I did it early on. I haven't done it in years. But when I was also in my teens, I think that's when music really affects people, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I think if you notice, the music that people like is usually from their teens, you know, from high school. And that's the soundtrack of your childhood, you know?
Right.
And that's what happens. And that's why every generation is like, oh, the new generation, that's not music. But that's not true. That's what they're growing up with, you know? To them, it's real.
It's nostalgia, and it's your memories that you've tied to the songs.
Although, I can't stand EDM, that whole...
The dance
music? That's not music to me.
Yeah. You see, but some people will swear by it, so what do we know,
well, those
right?
people are on so many drugs. You have to take massive amounts of drugs to understand it. I'm like, I put it on for a second, I'm having an anxiety attack.
Right.
You know? And then people are like, this is the most amazing music. You just have to feel it. I'm like, I'm not feeling computer sounds. Like,
yeah,
just,
right?
What happened to instruments?
I know. And it's so repetitive and everything. My God.
That's the soundtrack to my nightmare. Mm. Like, literally, I just envision me in a DMV and the EDM music
right.
playing on blast. My number never gets called. It's always someone at, you know.
Well, imagine you're in a padded cell and they play this music.
Honestly, at least I can lay down, but it's just like at the DMV, you know.
Yeah. It depends, you know. Again, you know, I can't connect to a lot of the music, and many of my generation say the same thing about.
But
this
I was thinking about that. I'm like, I sound like I'm 80. You know, I'm like, I don't like most of the music of today. I'm like, I'm 30, and I'm saying this. You know, I have a
but
long
I'm telling
road
you
to
why,
go.
Because I think the music of the past was superior. I think a lot of people do.
Well,
the
with 60s, technology,
the 70s, 80s.
Yeah. Well, technology has changed everything, including, you know, entertainment and music
and the sound.
For me, like. I lived in Florida, so like to be a DJ was like an acceptable career path in Florida and in and in Vegas, where I'm from. But there, I just like to push buttons on a computer and then to learn an instrument where your brain, you know, it just, they're two you know what I mean? Like, you can learn a computer program, but like, can anyone can learn a computer program, right?
Right.
I mean,
but
I don't know.
The music is different.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have to have, I guess you have to have an ear for music.
And you're also organizing the mood there, you know, and I think that's what it's about, you know.
Like, here, we want to put you in a soft cocaine-induced, you know.
Yeah, or, because, you know, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could be like a lot of effort.
Have you been to, have you listened to any EDM music?
Yeah, I was at a rave early on, like in the 90s in South Africa.
Well, that's, for me, early techno house, like I like Moby. Okay. He's like new agey. Like he was like the beginning before like it became all of this stuff. But like, to me, Moby is still a talented musician. You know what I mean? Cause he's still, there's still instruments involved and there's like words to songs.
Right.
I just can't handle beats. You know,
boom, boom, boom.
I can't do it.
Oh, well, so that's why we have people like Travis Marsh who write us more memorable songs.
We got to keep real musicians. I mean, how do you feel about DJ, like EDMs, like as a musician who plays a real instrument? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
It's all different, you know, skill sets, really. And, you know, a lot of those EDM guys, they got amazing sense of rhythm and stuff, and their engineering skills are really, you know,
really that's
up there. But it's just different skill sets, really. Yeah. You know,
yeah, no, that's true. You know, and sometimes, you know, something looks simple, and like for example, you know, those paintings that make no sense. Like somebody will just fill the whole thing with just paint,
and
right?
They sell for millions
of
dollars,
right? But they're saying it's not the execution of that; it's the idea. It's the idea that I'm going to paint this and consider it a painting, you know, and people will actually value it. So they're saying what is amazing there is the idea, like, because they're the first ones that came up, like a Jason Pollock or something, you know, or something like that. So
Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson Pollock. Who did I say?
Jason, his brother.
Jason, yeah.
If he had a brother.
Jackson. Where did I get Jason? I don't know. But, okay, so let's listen to another song. Now, Lay Me Down. Now, this is featuring G Herbo, Lil Herb.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
He's a rapper in Chicago, and I was just making a song kind of about all the crazy stuff that seems to be going on in the world, Facebook and stuff, and I just kind of wanted different perspectives on that, you know, from people from two different sides of the world.
Right.
So
how did you connect with him?
Through a good friend of mine.
Really? So you knew you wanted to put a rap portion in the song, and then you connected?
Yeah, about like 50% of the way through writing it. Thought of the idea and made it happen.
Wow. Okay, well, let's listen to this one. I see this one was uploaded 10 months ago. And you've gotten quite a listenership. That's pretty good, you know. I mean, you get some exposure out there, and that's very good. So let's listen to Lay Me Down by Travis and Lil Herb. Let's see what that's about.
Singing, if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul take. Living hell on earth for heaven's sake, before you take my life. Just lay me down. Lay me down.
I love this song.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? Harmonies, great harmonies.
cleansed for serenity. Dark sermons on a wavy road, a sign of the times, searching for peace in peaceless times. Singing, if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul take. Living hell on earth for heaven's sake, before you take my life. Just lay me down. Lay me down.
Check it. Shackle, lay me down. Face the ground, replace your smile. Drop your child, turn around. I know the procedure. I know I'm the student. I know you the teacher. I know y'all the saints and preachers. I know we the demons. I know you label us as problems. I know we the reason. I know shut up or die for standing on what I believe in.
Just lay me down.
Cool song, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, you obviously put in a lot of effort into the production and the mixing and the mastering and everything, and it sounds great, you know. You got a professional sound. I'm amazed by the harmonies. I mean, very tight, you know, very nice. Thanks. Yeah. Well, Travis Marsh, where can people find you, the music?
So TravisMarshMusic.com or on Instagram. I'm Travis_Marsh, M-A-R-S-H. Facebook is Travis Marsh Music, but I got links to all that on the website. So
the website.
I just say the website.
Yeah, and the website is Travis?
TravisMarshMusic.com.
Right. Now, I see that, where can we see you perform? You perform around town?
I'm playing. Have you ever been to Solvang up north, little wine
I have
area?
Been to Solvang. They actually have stuff happening there?
Yes, they do.
Really? it's such a small place, right?
Yeah, well, my sister has a wine bar.
Ah, cool.
She makes wine up there. It's
really?
It's called Cali Love, so check it out if you haven't. Pretty
oh, that's
good
cool.
Stuff.
In Ventura?
Yeah. Well, it's in Solvang.
Solvang. Have you heard of Solvang? That's like a
it's
Dutch
in
town.
San Ynez,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a very strong wine culture up there right,
right
now.
Right,
like 100 wineries to check out. But
yeah, I went there and actually went horseback riding in the vineyards and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth checking out.
In Solvang, I mean, there's just like if you want Dutch culture, you go there. It's a small little town. Is it true though? Because I don't remember. Do they close there on Sunday? Like there's nothing to do there on Sunday?
No? There's no? Some stuff. It's just okay. Less. Everything closes early, that's for sure.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right. But still, because there's a lot of tourists coming.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, right? Yeah. They get a lot of tourists. Surprisingly, yeah. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, you just got me wanting to go there. So.
Oh no, that's cool.
There we go. It
December
is a cool
16th,
place.
I'm playing there at my sister's place.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Just having a bunch of people come out, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, and I see you also perform around town, right? Like,
Hotel like Cafe. Hotel Cafe.
Oh, nice. They have comedy shows there.
Oh,
yeah,
they do?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of things going on there, and that's very cool. You know, there's a picture of you sitting on a deck here in the woods or something, and it reminds you exactly of where I'm going. Like you sitting with a guitar on a... You probably don't remember
that?
The picture,
but
it doesn't matter because nobody sees what the hell I'm seeing. But what I'm trying to say is I'm going next week for a few days up north,
nice.
And it looks the same. So it's already put me there, and I'm like getting ready to move up. It looks like a Northern California
Big Bear.
Type of thing.
Mm,
you see?
Yeah.
Northern California type of thing. At any rate, so we can find you there and stuff. Now, when you perform, do you have regular players that play with you, or are they different? Do they change?
It's been pretty regular for a while. You know,
yeah?
It's changed over the years, but you know, for the last year or two it's been the same guys.
Yeah Now so and then you got on Spotify and everything, so people can find your music there, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Very important
Spotify
to be on Spotify
and iTunes and
yeah
all Tidal whatever There's so many of them.
See, to me, Spotify is cool because I carry it around with me, and all you have to do is look up the song, add it to your playlist, and you're done, you know? Mm-hmm.
And you know what's cool, too, with Spotify that I learned recently is you have an account with your songs, and you can add friends and share your music with your friends.
Yeah, so. You can, like, people can follow your playlist, right?
Yeah, on Facebook and stuff. You connect to it through Facebook, so if you want to connect, you do share this with that person,
right,
and they get your
just
playlist.
A cool way to see what.
Yeah, you don't physically have to have the music, the songs on your phone, you know. So, which made no sense to me. Now you just have the biggest jukebox in the world, really.
It's just when you're on the plane. Like I just realized I was on the plane the other day.
You can't use it.
I didn't have any. Yeah. Well, because I didn't have internet and didn't want to pay.
Oh, I see. Yeah, at that time, but.
For the most part.
Is there any way they allow you to export your playlist?
To download it on?
Yeah, to your phone.
I know you could do it. I haven't tried it with Spotify.
You can download, but it's not a format that you can use anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? But you can have it, offline for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, Travis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's amazing music. Everybody, check it out. You can also find the music, obviously, on SoundCloud. But if you go to his website, you're going to find all the contact information, as you would expect. And Instagram and everything else I see you got everywhere. So you got it covered. Thanks for joining us.
And, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for sharing the music, of course. I'm going to listen to it again.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Okay, Rachel. Well, that's it for today. We have one more day for this week, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.